CliffCentral.com.
Okay, let's do this thing. It's Friday morning. We made it.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How's everything in the world of Leanne Mole this morning and Sia Sangweni? What's happening, peoples?
It's rainy.
Yeah,
and nice.
How bizarre! Like, yes, I'm so unused to and so completely surprised by the rain on you know, like at the end of April. It's very weird to have rain at the end of April. I don't remember this for a long time, and I honestly thought we'd seen the last of the rain. I hate talking about the weather because it's so boring. But I actually woke up at 3:25 in the morning because I heard this the sound outside, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" And actually, I got up. I didn't just lie in bed. I got up and I went to the window, and I actually had to look and see for myself what the hell was going on. Bizarre, right?
I saw the weather forecast, so I knew it was coming. But there is one strange
weather forecast still.
I know, but the one strange thing I did do was Sia was phoning me this morning because I had overslept and hadn't messaged him to say that I was awake.
Right.
And when the phone was ringing, you know, you convince yourself of all sorts of things.
Yes.
And in my head, yes. I went, "Oh no, that's not for me. It's fine. I'll just leave it." Must be for someone else.
Oh, when you know when you're having a really good sleep and you also convince yourself, like you think, no, I don't have to wake up this morning. There's someone else who's going to take care of that.
Yeah. No, it's a mistake. It's Saturday.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
I'm
definitely still going to carry on sleeping. There's nothing that could possibly be that important for me at this time of the morning.
100%. I'm surprised for someone who's dealt with so much anxiety, Leah, and I'm surprised it doesn't work the other way. Because for me, I always think I'm late, and yeah. I think it's a Saturday, meanwhile it's a weekday, so I now need to wake up. I've had so many incidences where I actually have to check the time, and then I don't believe my phone. Then I have to get up and go to like the TV or the stove with time, and then I open the calendar. It's like, why are you pacing at 2 a.m.? Just go and sleep. And so but for me, last night, actually, I thought I was having a stroke. No. So
what do you mean you thought you were having a stroke?
I think we all need some sort of psychiatric evaluation. So clearly, my body was woken up by the sound of the rain.
Yeah,
but I hadn't opened up my eyes yet, and we had a bit of lightning. So in my sleep, with my eyes closed, I could just see these flashes of light.
Yeah,
and I thought, "What's happening?"
I thought you were having a stroke. What is wrong with you?
It's just a stroke.
That is so screwed up.
I mean, it's probably more likely that you were being abducted by a UFO.
No, I didn't think that far. I saw these two bright flashes of light. I was so panicked. I didn't even want to open my eyes.
You're an idiot.
Because that would mean I'd have to face the truth of realizing I can't open my eyes. Like, I've had a stroke, lost control of my eyelids.
One more thing on this. Outside, I've got three bedroom windows in my bedroom.
Right.
Well, that's where bedroom windows belong, bedroom.
Yeah.
But the one that is right ahead of me, if I open my eyes, has a tree in front of it, and it's shaped. It's got a trunk and then two arms out of it and a knobbly head.
Oh,
it looks exactly like a human being.
Oh my God.
And
only you could have that. That must make you wake up with visions, and you'll hear a noise and you'll see the shadows and you think it's a person. And I can just imagine how you freak out.
5 years. 5 years that tree has been there.
Well,
and without fail, I wake up at least once a night and think that there's someone trying to get in the window.
Can't you cut off the knobbly head of the tree so it looks less like a person? Won't that make you feel better?
Then it'll be like a headless Norse. It is actually a tree that I should cut down. It's a fig tree, and it was planted many moons ago, obviously, by someone very close to the house.
Right.
And so it should not be there. It needs to go. So I will relish the day when I do cut it down.
Well, I think you should do it sooner rather than later, because there's no extra reason to add pain and suffering to your nights where you wake up thinking there's a human outside that looks like a tree, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got a couple of emails to get to this morning. I have to tell you about something new which they've invented, which I'm very excited about. Well, I might be. Cool. We'll have to see. I want to hear what you think of it first. And then later on, we'll be talking to an actual Viking. Well, the descendant of Vikings. I mean, he's even got a Viking name. He's got a famous ancestor or two that we'll know about. And yeah, we'll get to hear about a book that he's just put out. So a real life Viking in the 21st century.
A Viking.
A Viking, yeah. And
what now?
Don't forget. Yeah, because the Vikings didn't say V. They said Viking. So they would have said a Viking. Mm. What would they have said? Yeah.
All of their
Viking.
Wiking. They would have said a Wiking. I think. We can find out from him. He'll know. Because he's properly Norwegian. Like that's his thing.
What do you do? What's the correct way to greet a Viking? Should we curtsy? Should we bow? Should we grunt?
No, I think either they kill you or you kill them. So.
Okay.
Or you skip the face kissing.
If you're a woman, it's just a rape. Basically, it's just a straight up rape. It's like, oh, I'm here. Just rape.
Just pillage.
Yeah, there's no time for any of that shit. Not with Vikings. They just basically they disembark their ship. They like they dismount the ship almost like someone would dismount a horse, and they climb into the water and then they surge forward and they've got an axe in one hand and they. You know, they're ready to rape you. That's kind of how Vikings greet people. Leanne thinks this is hilarious.
No.
It's because you're not supposed to laugh at the word.
No, there's nothing. Because we've been told there's nothing funny about that at all, right? And we're all super serious about it, even those of us who never do something like that. So the rest of us are not allowed to joke about it.
I do like Viking names, though.
Yeah, they're the best names. Oh, by far. By far.
Bjork,
yeah. Sven Thor, yeah. Mm. Now they pronounce Thor Tur. I know that much.
Tur, yes. Yeah.
And Odin. Yes. Odin is their like king of the gods. And then they've got
That was from that series that we watched. What was it called?
Tur. Oh no, that very funny series, The Norsemen.
Yes. Jesus. Oh, I love that.
That was the greatest show. Orm. Orm
if there were jokes about raping and pillaging, they were in there.
Oh my God.
Well, that's for sure.
Like I think it's so funny that we're going to speak to this Bjorn today because he is, he even looks like a Viking. You're going to love him. He's great. So he's coming up later. And don't forget, because we are doing Collectomania, right? So I'm interested in what people are collecting. We spoke to my brother this week. He was so well prepared. I said to him on the phone on Tuesday, I said, I actually saw him at my parents' house because I saw the boys there as well, his kids. And I said to him, you were so prepared. It was so professional. He's like, yeah, obviously, yeah. Everything I do right. He's like, he's so thorough. He's not like me at all. I'll wing it, you know. I'll be like, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. He comes in.
He had all these facts. And,
oh, I know. Yeah. And he was telling me, if you had this, and then he even brought up something he should have done on the show that he forgot to do. He's like, that's how thorough my brother is. He's like totally.
I'm sure that annoyed him.
He's the thorough brother.
That's exactly right. So what I'm interested in, because he said that, you know, he's got a friend who collects Porsche cars, which is now that's an expensive hobby. Yeah. Imagine that. Like Jay Leno collects cars and he's got warehouses full of cars. In fact, I think it's Jay Leno who could drive a different car of his every day for the whole year and he wouldn't run out of cars. Something like that. It can become so obsessive and this is why I love this feature so much because we're going to meet such interesting people. And if you know someone or if you are someone who collects something, then please let us know because we don't just want to speak to the people we know. We want to find out about the wacky things people collect. Apparently there's a dude in Cape Town. I was actually Googling collections the other day. There's a guy in Cape Town who collects Barbies, a man, and he's got a room full of Barbies. But he's a man. He's like he's a guy. He's a dude. He's like he's not some like doll collector weirdo. He's like, well, he might be. I mean, for all I know, but he doesn't seem so. From the article was fascinating. Apparently, he in Cape Town, this guy has got the biggest collection of Barbies in the world. And then there are
the much preferred Barbies than people who collect those porcelain dolls.
Yeah, I agree. Those things are freaky.
Leanne,
were you with me when we went to that house in Auckland Park?
Yes.
Do you remember that woman?
I wanted to ask you very recently, like 2 days ago, I thought about it. And I was going to message you and say, do you think she's still alive?
I don't know, but I wonder what happened to that house. She lived in this old Victorian house in Auckland Park, which was, I mean, it was beautiful, but it was full of stuff, just like she was a hoarder for sure. And
it was like a maze and many floors and levels and little alleyways.
How did we even find out about her? I mean, I don't remember the circumstances at all. But I do remember us all going through the house and I kept thinking, please, Damon, don't break anything.
Yeah, because he's like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, and I thought
literally
he's going to knock over this, you know, Royal Albert tea set from like 1902, and there's going to be just shit to pay. So I just said to him, don't come into this room, you know.
Okay, so to give some context, I think I found her on the internet or something, but it's this very old house. She lives in it by herself, and she is very true to the way of existence of how you would have lived in that house 150 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she dresses like that. She bathes like that.
That's right.
She sleeps like that.
Yes. I remember now.
She preserved the entire house, which was obviously her parents and her parents' parents before that. And she was the only person left who could do this job.
Yeah.
There were no other siblings. She had no other siblings, and I doubt she had any friends. She was as mad as a
hatter.
But inside this house were rooms that were overcrowded with relics from the past, and even in one was like a scientific room, and she had jars of dead creatures.
Yes,
goodbye.
Like a baby calf in a jar.
In formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Right.
And these amazing walls of carcasses and skeletons.
Yes. I was.
And then
I was in
she
my
would
element.
Explain.
I loved that.
Am I the only one thinking this is the beginning of a horror movie?
She would explain how in her day, she even had this doll's house, which was immaculate. This enormous doll's house that was fitted with tiny pieces of furniture in a room that in the days that she was describing, children were seen and not heard. And she explained that that children would generally be seen by their fathers and mothers maybe for an hour or two a day. And that was it. That was their special time. The rest of the time they were with a carer or a minder in the other wing of the house. It was just amazing. And then she served us these like muffins that she'd baked in the original fire oven in the kitchen.
She showed us
her bedroom.
Yeah.
The linen you could see hadn't been washed in 150 years.
Yeah.
She used these little soft brushes and mirrors and things on her dressing table to comb her hair.
those silver brushes and, you know, with the bristles and
If you could get her age then, how old was she then?
She's probably what, 60?
I would have said she
something?
Was in her late 50s,
Okay. And I'd say this was what, 10 years ago?
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Could still be alive.
No, she might well be. I don't know. There are lots of people. You see, it's good to be eccentric if you are eccentric. You mustn't pretend to be. And she was definitely not pretending. Like she was crazy. She was stark raving mad. But I do love people who are genuinely a little wild, a little insane, a little dangerous. I think they're fantastic people.
Alternative, yeah.
They are so much more interesting to talk to than normal people. You know, if you meet someone who's just normal and responsible and decent and good and obvious, and, you know, like those people are fine, but they're certainly not going to be a story. I mean, that woman, the fact that we remember her 10 years later, that tells you everything you need to know, right?
Ruth has messaged us to say Lindfield, L-I-N-D, Field, Victorian House Museum.
I'd like to see. I mean, we loved going there, and it was I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, she and I laughed a lot. I thought she was great. The rest of you were a bit freaked out.
Yeah, we were very quiet. But the thing is that she wasn't put off by your shenanigans.
No.
She was very composed and took it all in and responded politely.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't rude to her. Don't give Sia the wrong idea here.
Oh, that's what I just wanted.
No, you just weren't the typical guest.
No.
But that's you.
Anyway, Andre says, just imagine if Damon had used the bathroom in that house. It would have been a disaster. I doubt Victorian plumbing can process a 1 kilogram stool.
1 kilogram?
Yes. Don't you know that we discussed the other day, Leanne, how much the average human stool weighs? And it turns out it's only 500 grams at a maximum.
I'm sorry I missed that because I did enjoy the conversation we had about the length of your stool with that stool person.
Can you believe these?
And it's supposed to be the length of your fingertips to your elbow, Jesus, which is really long.
It's really long. But, you know, these are the conversations we wake up for in the morning. I mean, this is what we do for a living. When someone asks you one day, what is your job? You got to say, well, this is what we do. We wake up and we talk about old crazy Victorian ladies, the length of a stool, the weight of a stool, and we talk to our crazy audience, which I love.
I've actually given up explaining now.
Sorry, one at a time, please, Sia. Sia.
And being woken up by the silhouette of a tree.
Yes, of a tree that looks like a person. Yeah. Sorry, Leanne, go ahead.
I've given up explaining to people what this podcast is.
Yeah.
You know, it's on my CV that it's something that I do on biweekly. And I had a career person phone me the other day, and she was going into detail about everything I do. And she said, okay, so what sort of podcast is it? And I actually just went quiet, and I started speaking about something else. I was just like, I can't waste my breath talking about this.
Just please explaining this.
So we were going to set up an interview with Tony or Cherie Blair, you know, quite important people. He was Prime Minister of the UK for a while, and she's a prominent advocate. And anyway, so one of their people Googled me, and then they found all this outrageous shit on the internet, and they were like, no, we can't go on that show. So... I should actually have the you can pay some people to like scrub your internet history, and
your friend Emma could do that. I'm sure she has people who can do that.
I'm going to think about it because you know I've never worried about that. I mean, what other people think of you is none of your business, right? And we just do what we do, and we don't think about these things. But imagine if I had to, if someone decided they'd come on my TV show, for example. Like some of the prominent people that Sia's been talking to internationally. And let's say they know nothing about me and they decide, oh, well, I think I'll listen live tomorrow. So they wake up, you know, in the middle of the night and they turn this on and they hear us talking about, you know, what we've just discussed this morning. They're never going to come on my TV show then. They'll say, fuck that. I'm not going there. That sounds like ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, shame.
I'm so glad my parents have really respected my decision when it comes to work. When I said, I will highlight, perhaps this is answering them, but I said, I will highlight the episodes and you can listen to everything else. Just don't. So my cousin and I got into a fight once because they, you know, we had this long driveway at home and I had even just parked my car. they came and drove behind me.
Yeah.
And I could distinctly hear my own voice. And I'm thinking, are you listening to the podcast?
Oh, no.
So you must go through these podcasts with us. And then as soon as one of us goes, says something horrible, you're like, oh boy, that one's cancelled.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly every right. Day,
like, okay. It's specifically my mother who asks, like, okay, so what are you guys up to now? What are you guys talking about? Then I'll send her like three links. No. Yeah, this is what we're doing.
We've got quite a lot to get to this morning. I want to do the headlines in a second. And I'm going to a dress up party tomorrow, which I haven't done in years. So that's going to be hilarious.
Oh, yes. What's the theme?
Theme is like Greeks and Romans and gods and goddesses. And it's like a whole thing. So I'm going to see.
You'll be going as a goddess.
Yes, of course. I have my dress ready. So I Googled this costume shop and I went there yesterday to go and see what there is. They've got, it's like unbelievably huge. It's probably the biggest one I've ever seen.
Which one?
So it's here in
Centurion. There's one in the far west of the west.
Oh, wow. So
If you're in Roodepoort or Krugersdorp, keep traveling west for another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's in the shape of a castle. In the main street, you've got like a cafe and Coca-Cola signs and then this monstrosity of a brown fake stone castle.
Yes.
Oh, it's a dream inside there.
So these guys have like...
You went through that phase. I remember that.
Leanne, yes, I had a dress-up room.
Yeah, so Leanne keeps a whole cupboard, but didn't you still got stuff, right, for dressing up?
No, I don't know where it's gone through all the moves. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this place that I went to yesterday, they have whole sections. Like if you say to them, I'm going to the medieval, you know, I'm going to a medieval party, they have like huge, huge sections of like women's pointy hats and frilly dresses and like funny knight's outfits and jackets and shoes that curl up and all kinds of weird stuff. It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. And I do think there's something fun about doing those kinds of things, you know. You occasionally have to get out of your comfort zone and not just wear jeans and a T-shirt. So I'm going to do this properly. That's tomorrow. Then. Yeah, what else am I doing this weekend? I'm trying to think. Today I'm going into the office and doing normal boring shit, but I'm having a late lunch with some friends of mine in Pretoria who I am keen to see. And that's otherwise my whole weekend. So I'm not really, it's not full, but it's a nice weekend. It'll be fun stuff. You got anything on?
I'm not burying anyone or scattering ashes this weekend.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. So that's good.
So to me, that's a plus and a sign of good times.
I am going to see Ben. We have been trying to see weeks in the making. But I love, you know, Ben, bless his heart. He loves accommodating me so much because on paper, his interests and my interests are very different.
Totally, yeah.
And so now we've sort of met in the middle. He says, okay, fine. He calls it, did he call it a bro brunch or a butt brunch? And I'm like, both of those things are not a good time.
My God.
Brunch just nullifies the bro or the butt.
That's so funny because I was talking to Ben on WhatsApp yesterday and I said to him we must get together and he's like, I'm too busy to see you. So obviously he prioritizes Sia over me, which is interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Well, that is why I said it's been weeks in the making. I have been wanting to see him since when I was in Durban. That's easily 3 or 4 weeks ago. And this is when his schedule finally allows. Yeah, he's
I'll read this to you.
Time.
So here it is, just yesterday. I said, sorry, Cliff, tomorrow will be the golf bar and then home. Got to record a presentation on Saturday morning. It's a bit of a heavy flow at the moment. So, you know, he's so full of shit. He's such an old man. Anyway.
He does actually take like an old man.
Let's he takes like an old man.
I should throw a spanner in the works and message him and ask if we can go for like a lunch or something. See what happens.
He'll freak out completely.
Do what you're responsible to.
No, but he'll probably think that we've discussed it on the show. He's sharp enough to know that. Then he'll go, oh, can you guys just stop talking about this stuff on air? It's so boring. So, all right, let's get to the headlines. Here it is. First of all, this is a big story that I think Sean just told us about in the comments. And don't forget, you can leave your comments. We want to hear from you. The regent of the Zulu nation, Queen Mantombi Latlamini Zulu, has passed away. So she has been running things in the monarchy since King Goodwill-Zwelithini died, right? And now she's
obviously the wife of the king.
Yes, and now she's died. So the royal household announced this yesterday afternoon at probably about 9 in the evening. And Mangosuthu Buthelezi, who really is like, he's the oldest person in South Africa at the moment. I mean, he's 90, how old is he? 92, 93, 94, somewhere like that. I mean, she was only 65, the Queen Regent. She was 65. And here's Mangosuthu Buthelezi, who like comes waddling out and, you know, I don't know how that guy has the energy that he does in his 90s. He's incredible. He said that her passing had taken the Zulu royal household by surprise and left them utterly bereft, but he promised that there would be no leadership vacuum in the Zulu royal household and nation. So it was expected her eldest son, Misu Zulu, who we spoke about when the king died a while ago, would take over as the new king, after a 3-month mourning period. The cause of her passing has not yet been stated. However, Eyewitness News understands she was admitted to hospital last week. She married King Goodwill-Zwelithini in 1977, becoming his third wife, and she was aged 65, as I said just a second ago, at the time of her passing. So there's some sad news. And really, I understand that they do things differently in the Zulu monarchy, but they've got to get to their new king. Otherwise, there is a power vacuum, frankly. And any time you leave that open, as we've learned from history, the minute there isn't someone on the throne, someone's going to try and grab that throne. So it's not the best way of doing this. I hate to tell the Zulu people what to do, but, you know, all the monarchies in the world know that if you leave that throne empty, sooner or later, someone puts their butt on it. So
Prince Mangosuthu is 92 years old.
92. There we go.
And then is anyone going to say what I think is a little obvious around the story?
Go on.
That you should be king.
No, Leanne, not that.
What is it, Sia?
Super football this early in the morning. No one thinks this is suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
The woman and person in power who was going to heavily influence who the next king will be, dies all of a Saturday at 65 years old.
I do think you make a good point. I think it's suspect as well. So does Zanele, who says she thinks this passing of the Queen Regent is very suspicious. And
maybe it was just she died of a broken heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah, but
maybe.
When there are millions at play,
I think
and power at play,
there's a lot of power and there's a lot of tradition and there's a lot of stuff that is worked into a monarchy that's, you know, as traditional and old and ingrained as the Zulu monarchy. I'm not sure that it's all above board, but it might just be. And either way, you shouldn't ever leave it this long. This is why I have a problem with the way they do things. I think it's bad for the Zulu monarchy. I don't think it's a question of them having to comply with the rest of the world. But we've seen this. Whenever the crown isn't on someone's head, there are 1,000 hands trying to grab it. That's how it works. Jade Panayiotou, do you remember that story?
Yes.
So Sinitemba Nenembe, who serves a life term for killing that teacher, Jade Panayiotou, has been handed another life sentence. He was sentenced on Wednesday in the Gqeberha High Court for killing a 78-year-old grandmother, Denise Weber. He and his co-accused killed Weber 4 months after he and Jade's husband, Chris Panayiotou, conspired to kill her. So this guy was on a bit of a spree. He has received another 15 years in jail for robbery. And apparently they've got 15 years for the original murder of Jade, and then another life sentence for this murder of this woman, Denise Weber. So this guy was just, he's just a piece of shit, and he really should rot in jail and should spend the rest of his life in jail, should never get out. Remember, they found Jade's body. This is back in 2015, right? That's how long ago this happened. And they found her body in an open field in Uitenhage with three bullet wounds. And then they found out that her husband had conspired to have her murdered with these other two dudes, one of them being this guy we're talking about now. Horrible, horrible story, but clearly he was a much bigger asshole than even we had thought. ENCA this morning are reporting there's a manhunt underway for escaped prisoners. We always love when we hear about escaped prisoners. Does it make you feel comfortable?
Just put an extra padlock on the door.
Yes. So when you see your tree first thing in the morning, you're not going to think it's a prisoner. Now you will.
I don't like how I was speaking the story yesterday.
Why don't you like it, Sia? Tell us.
Well, because I know it's not healthy. But, it, you know, they escaped in Pietermaritzburg. Already it's a small town. How did it happen? Supposedly this car came up right next to the truck carrying the prisoners.
That's right.
People came up with guns. And, action Pietermaritzburg received since the Zuma trial.
So here's what happened, according to ENCA this morning. Specialized police units are searching for 18 escapees. They were among a group of 31 who made a break for it when the truck carrying them to court was attacked on Wednesday. Police say they will continue searching for the prisoners who are still on the run. Sure.
I know that there's a lot of serious stuff attached to this, but it's actually very exciting.
Well, it's never
enough. Not if you live in...
No, if you live in Maritzburg. But you know what happens is if you escape, the first thing you need to do is get out of Maritzburg. So a lot of the smarter ones among these prisoners might already be in Joburg. They might be in Mozambique. They might be in Cape Town, just so that, you know, no one's looking for them there.
See, I still don't believe that theory much.
You don't? You think they'll hang around in Maritzburg? No.
Well, if it was me, I would definitely break into some Danny's house and get one of her aprons, put those on, wrap something around my head. And
you're like
start,
the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd start making some pickled fruit and, you know, some jam.
My, Sia, what big ears you have.
Isn't that funny that Sia's first thing would be to...
See,
would break into a place and go and steal an outfit rather than just go to the costume shop Leanne just told us about. I mean, it's so weird.
I wonder how many prison breakers have been there.
Imagine that's the first place you go. Hello.
I want to look like a lady.
I need a disguise because I'm an escaped prisoner. Oh, and the woman behind the counter goes, ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
No. All right, well, that's from Maritzburg. And then there's a pilgrimage in Israel that that turned into a stampede. Listen to this. Massive stampede at a densely packed Jewish pilgrimage site killed 54 people in northern Israel on Friday, with rescue workers facing chaotic crowds while trying to evacuate the injured. The disaster occurred in Meron at the site of the reputed tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is a 2nd century Talmudic sage, where mainly ultra-Orthodox Jews flock to mark the Lach Ba'Omer holiday.
COVID?
Well, you know, don't you know that Israel's mostly sorted out its COVID problem?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so because they're all vaccinated and they've gone back to normal. They're not insane like the rest of the world who's going to... You know, a lot of politicians want to keep that thing going, Leanne. I mean, it's Joe Biden, for example, was making his speech this week. And he walks into this room where everyone's been vaccinated because they're all, you know, in America, all the Congress people have already had their shot. So no one in that room is unvaccinated. There is social distancing. So there's no reason to wear a mask. None whatsoever. And it's crazy.
It was only a couple of days ago that the president announced that if you have been vaccinated, now you don't legally have to wear a mask outside.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that talk by him. He took off his mask and he said, you know, this is the future and this is, and he was smiling. Well, like, I don't know if he's ever really smiled, but that's the thing now, is that you can, if you are vaccinated, you can walk around without a mask now.
Well, that makes sense. That's the reason you want to get the vaccination. If you want to tell the whole American public to get on with it and get vaccinated so we can develop at least a, you know, 60 to 70% of the population's then vaccinated, you've definitely got herd immunity, then COVID has been defeated. I mean, then the miracle is here. So the thing to do is to then take off your mask and show people it's safe, not to keep wearing a mask like a moron. Because you see, what happened in America is it became a statement of politics. People started wearing the masks, even if they didn't need to, because they want to show that they're Democrats. They want to show that they care about other people, even though it makes no difference. It's bullshit. They shouldn't be doing this anymore. It's total nonsense. If you want people to get the vaccine, you want people to stop being suspicious of the vaccine.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Then you need to stop wearing the masks. Like, there's no reason to do that. The science is not on your side. It's dumb to do that. There's no reason. It's pure theater. Anyway, here's an interesting story. They found a pregnant Egyptian mummy.
Okay.
And this,
she really was a mummy.
So they made a discovery, the only known example of an embalmed pregnant Egyptian mummy. The discovery was made by researchers at the Warsaw Mummy Project and revealed the Journal of Scientific Science in the Journal of Scientific Science on Scientific Archaeological Science on Thursday. The project is using technology to examine artifacts that are being housed at their museum in Warsaw. And the mummy was previously thought to be a male priest, but scans reveal it was actually a woman in the later stages of pregnancy. Experts from the project believe that the remains are most likely from a high-status woman aged between 20 and 30 who died in the first century BC. How cool is that? Huh? Now that's exciting. Don't you think?
That's fascinating, the fact that we can dig all of this up and find this out.
Either Leanne doesn't find it fascinating or her screen is just frozen because she's just gone completely silent.
So, no, she just has nothing to add or say to the story.
Tell us about this story with Sefako, Peter Sefako. I don't remember this. Oh, look, there's two Leannes.
How many Leannes are there? What's going on here?
Hello.
Just tell us the story about this Peter Sefako guy. I don't know the story at all.
Now, my. There's pettiness and then there's this guy. This video is a couple of days old now, but the details around it are just being released slowly but surely now. If you might have seen the video, it is of Peter driving into a popular restaurant in Rosebank, and it's News Cafe in Rosebank. So if you're familiar with that area, you know how News Cafe is almost in a bit of a corner of a strip of
road,
right, and very close to the Rosebank
Mall. Yeah.
And allegedly, as the story goes, Pete's ex-girlfriend was in the restaurant, and at first he wanted to go into the restaurant and perhaps maybe the friend alerted.
See, you're breaking up. Hang on. You're breaking up for some reason.
Oh no.
That song is.
We hadn't even started dating.
I know that song is everywhere. All right, you know what? Get off the chat and then come back. See, so, yeah, it's easier.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let me remove him. How irritating! By the way, that song, that oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. It's everywhere on social media. People are using it for like the stupidest things, but some of it's hilarious.
Yeah,
like you could just see, you know, they're building up to some kind of really dumb thing that's going to happen, and then you just know when that song comes on. Oh shit! I got to watch this now.
Yeah, when skateboarders get caught by police for skateboarding in weird places.
Yeah. I watched a video before I went to sleep last night that I probably shouldn't have watched. It was a short little thing on Instagram. What do they call it when it's like a, it's not a story, but it
Real.
Real, that's it. Okay, so it's one of those Instagram reels. And it was this, it's basically like a CGI version of what would happen if an enormous asteroid hits Earth. And it shows you like how this thing plunges into the Earth and how it creates this massive fireball. And it's about 2.5 minutes long, but it freaked me out completely. And then I don't think I had a pretty restless hour or two of sleep, obviously, after that, because I woke up at 3 a.m. or whatever. So I shouldn't watch.
You're bloody mucho.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, you shouldn't. We should actually not have our phones. We know this. We spoke to that ophthalmologist just the other day, and he told us you shouldn't be doing that stuff, right? You shouldn't be looking at a screen before you go to sleep. Yeah. But if you are going to look at a screen, don't look at the bullshit that I watched last night, because it'll freak you out. It's not good. So Sia was busy telling us about this Peter Sefako guy and News Cafe and Rosebank. So just before you carry on, are we meant to know who Peter Sefako is?
No. Well, he's just a common bit of a crazy guy, clearly, with what transpired.
Just a street variety dude. Okay, so his girlfriend is at the restaurant. That's how much I understood from before you started breaking up. And then what happened?
Yeah, girlfriend was inside the restaurant. He was banned from going inside.
Yeah.
And so he decided, well, I'm going to see her, whether you guys like it or not. Got into his car and drove repeatedly into the restaurant.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
It's quite intense. Here's a bit of the video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. See, I told you so. I told you.
God. Oh, wow.
I told you so.
What an idiot.
He's going to go in again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, and he's going again. Oh my God.
What did he hit?
Oh my God. Oh God. Dude, this guy's going to get killed. Oh my God. I told you I was going to go in there. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Wow, guys.
Jesus. Wow, that is something.
My word.
That's unbelievable.
That is so incredible. Wow.
I hadn't seen any of that.
Yeah. There's nothing normal about that.
So what was the story? His girlfriend obviously had broken up with him, and she was in the restaurant and she didn't want to see him, right? So he just drove the car in a couple of times. And did he hurt anybody?
I don't have those details. All I know is that there's Peter Sefako. 33 years old. He has now appeared in court. He was charged with reckless and negligent driving and driving under the influence of alcohol.
Wow.
There was tons that was damaged in the process. And News Cafe simply said in their statement that a man had walked into the store and proceeded to insult, antagonize, and intimidate our patrons. Security immediately removed the individual, who then later returned in a fit of rage, attempting to drive his vehicle into the store.
Jeez.
How do you even begin to quantify how much damage this guy has made? Because it's damage to the car, damage to the property, damage, like, it's crazy.
Annette is asking, it's the same question I had, what is that banging noise? Is it gunshots?
Yeah.
Is it people throwing shit at his car to, like, what?
Yeah, it was weird towards the end.
No, towards the end, people were throwing things at him.
Right.
At the car to, I think, then just make him stop driving,
like,
but I have
pull
to
pull him out of it. Yeah,
it's very morbid, or, you know, it's not the point to find humor. But didn't you just love that commentary from that woman?
Oh, she was great.
My God. Oh, my God.
So,
I told you.
So Tracy says it sounds like Mum Jane who's doing the commentary. Jane Malach. Listen, it's unreal. Fun. Audrey also just loved the commentary. Crazy. That is pretty crazy. You know, this is where I'm glad that we all have phones on us, because this just reminds you of like the fact that there are properly mad, dangerous people in the world, but like really not cool. And if you cannot control your anger and you drive your car into a restaurant, into innocent people, basically, because he could have killed someone easily, right? He could have easily killed someone. And it just makes me think there are so many sidewalk cafes in South Africa. There's so many of these places that are right on the road, basically. And if someone hated you that much, they could do this to you. But you don't think about it. It's like when you know, before 9/11 happened, you wouldn't think in an office building that they'd fly a plane into you. It's just not something you'd think about.
Yeah. In this case, the fact that a car is a weapon is just very scary.
Sure.
How he wasn't injured being lunged forward during those crashes, I don't know.
Well, it seems like the crowd there would have torn him apart if they got their hands on him. You know, this is where you've got to thank the police for intervening whenever they did, even if it was much later, because if he'd got out of his car, those people would have killed him, I'm sure. And I think they would have been angry enough and justifiably angry enough to have at least hurt him pretty badly.
But also you think about how long he must have been going on with this sort of thing for, I think there were paramedics on the scene and police. Mm. So how long was he carrying on before these people arrived?
Who knows? I feel sorry for, you know, all the people who were just trying to have a fun night out in Rosebank and weren't involved in this. Like, you have no right to make your problems everyone else's. This is what I don't.
Yeah.
And the world is so geared to make people like that feel that they're justified in having a tantrum, because that's what it is. It's a tantrum.
What is big enough to allow you to do that?
Nothing.
He clearly was not thinking.
Well,
he was
reacting. He was emotionally. You know, this is what we call we had Dr. D on ages ago with the Oscar Pistorius thing, and she said it's an amygdala response. It's like a pure reptile fight or flight response, and that was his fight response. It was like, I'm going to just drive my car. I'm going to use whatever I've got to just mess these people's night up. And fuck whoever it is looking for trouble with me. You know, you don't have the right to do that. It's pure rage, as Tracy says. It's unacceptable. Mm. People like that are just not good members of society. They need to be sequestered from the rest of us. And obviously he's going to, for negligent driving, and you could even say attempted murder might be a charge there, because he could very easily have killed someone. It's not just damage. Geez. It's not just negligence and damage to property and all that stuff, because he could easily have killed someone. And I reckon someone like that needs to be sent to jail for a very long time.
Also consider that this was an ex-girlfriend, allegedly, who was running away from him. Mm. Imagine what had happened, perhaps, while they were together.
Well,
if he can do something like this in public, what could he have done behind closed doors?
I mean, can you even imagine how scared she must be?
Well, this reminds me of the Itseho Fatso story, and we all know what happened to her. And that was her boyfriend. And I think about how many women are trapped in relationships where there are these violent, angry men. It just, it scares the hell out of me. I mean, you know, to think, because I have a sister and a mom, and there are lots of other women in my life that I really care about, and I would hate for them to ever be in a situation where these violent men who pretend to be nice people and are otherwise perfectly normal, and then this is how they behave when they get cross. And then, you know, it could be, they could abuse someone physically. They could drive a car into a restaurant. They could rape someone. It's just really ugly and awful, and makes me depressed, frankly, about the kind of men, with the kind of people we have in South African society, because they're also crazy women who do crazy stuff like this.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've always said this about And you reminded me of it, about the chat that we had about Oscar with Dr. D.
Yeah.
I've been more than once, I've been at that point of rage where if I was behind the wheel of a car or if I had access to a gun, then I would have done something horrible.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
And I don't know, you know, to me, that's where a little bit of not sympathy, empathy or understanding comes mm-hmm. from. Is that if I had that weapon there, there are times when I would have been so enraged that I wouldn't have been able to control myself.
And what happens in a moment like that for you? Is it, as a lot of people say, you see red, you don't think, and you just act?
I was actually reminiscing about one specific event as recently as last night. I was remembering it.
Hmm.
And that was a woman who was scolding the way my mom's carer and I had discarded a tissue of my mom's into an open dustbin when my mom was still not able to speak after her stroke and indefensible. And she was upset that we'd thrown this tissue into the doctor's waiting room's dustbin, which was an open bin with a plastic bag, and said how we were endangering other people with a dirty tissue. And this is way before COVID. And she carried on talking angrily about me to the woman that she was caring for. And eventually I was screaming at her. I was saying to her, just shut up. Stop talking about us. She carried on and on until she left the room. It was their turn to go. And she reached over and touched my mother's face and said, oh, my darling, I hope you get better soon. Oh, it was such an invasion of personal space. And she had done it to piss me off. And I stood up and I followed her outside into the hospital passage. She had no idea what we had been going through for years with my mom. And there my mom was just smiling at her, not really knowing what was going on. And I wanted to hurt this person.
Yeah.
I started following her and she could actually see in my face the anger. And to preserve her safety, she went to the counter of the reception of the hospital because she was like seeking safety because she could see how enraged I was. And I managed at that point to pull myself back, but I didn't know what I was going to do. But if I had a gun, I'm not saying I wouldn't have pointed at her and threatened her.
Yeah. And those are the moments that, you know, a lifetime of being a sensible, reasonable, sane person, all of that disappears out of the window because that one moment, and it could happen to any of us. I mean, I'm not by any means defending people like this Peter Sefako, but I'll tell you, it's crazy how in a moment your whole life just flashes before your eyes, or you go hot with rage and you just want to take someone out. You lose all sense of reality. It's crazy. Mm. All right. Listen, we've got to wrap this up at 7 o'clock. We'll be back in a moment or two. We've got lots of other stuff to get to. We're going to speak to a real life Viking in a short while. I know Sia's got Ghislaine Maxwell information for us, which I know everybody wants. Leanne has so much to talk about. And I have an invention that I need to discuss with you. So all of that and more on the way. Yes. Plenty to come. CliffCentral.com on a Friday. CliffCentral.com.